producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Thought for the day comes from Daniel Boone, as opposed to Davy Crockett. I don't know any of you confuse Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett. Raise your hands, please. Davy.
I don't confuse them, but Davy, I don't know that I can tell you the difference between them.
You don't know the difference between Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett?
Wasn't, okay, this is going to be stupid. I don't even want to say it, but wasn't he one the actor and one the character? Or is Daniel Boone a character, too?
Uh-huh.
I told you it was going to be stupid, and I didn't know, but I tried. I tried to second
it. There's a product of the Los Angeles County school system.
No, I went to Catholic school.
Jennifer Horn. Well,
you know what?
Worse.
I'm going to give you $100 if you can find any lesson that should have been taught to me in which I was told the difference between Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett.
Yeah,
really?
Don't.
Right, don't take up.
Doug with Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett.
Maybe I was absent that day.
Well, you may or may not have been. Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier.
Right, I know that.
Yes,
and he was played
that?
By Fess Parker.
Yes, he was.
Who
yes.
has a winery in Southern California.
By the way, why do you know that?
Yeah.
He's dead, yeah, but his family runs it.
Mm-hmm. His family runs it. Okay.
Parker Winery.
So, Daniel Boone, do you want to do this one? I love it when Kenny gets into the specifics of certain people that are a part of our history. I just think it's kind of fun you want to see how funny?
Why are we talking about this?
Well, because our thought for the day today came from Daniel Boone. It isn't how you die, it's what you live for. So, who was it? I want to know who died in the Alamo. Was it Daniel Boone? This is a good question for the audience. 888-302-3684. Let them figure this out. For a swell prize, Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett. Who died in the Alamo? And what's the difference between Davy Crockett and Daniel Boone? 888-302-3684. All right, we'll handle it that way. And that may, everybody will do that.
Can I derail you for a second, but you'll like it?
Yeah, go ahead.
He's not already derailed?
I know, this is pretty bad idea.
Yeah.
So also, we've talked about Paul Ryan being on Meet the Press this past weekend. Well, apparently, he said the biggest problem about his new job is that he can't get the cigarette smell out of his office.
Yeah.
Because Boehner was such a smoker.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's insidious. And what do you think is going to happen in the White House? Same thing.
Ooh.
Anyway,
isn't it illegal to smoke in government offices?
Yeah,
I'd imagine.
Right. Hello, ding ding.
When
ding,
you make
ding,
the
ding.
Law, though, I
come
guess
on,
you
they
find
don't arrest them for
anything
else.
Else.
They arrest them for smoke. Look at the phones, Doug.
Huh?
Look at
yeah.
the phones. What did
Andy?
You
know?
Now we're
going to
be talking about Daniel.
All
right, here we go. Hi, Doug Savage Show. Hi, who's this?
This is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
All right, so Kelly,
doing?
What's the story? What's the difference between Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett?
I really don't know much about Daniel Boone, but I know Billy Bob Thornton died in the Alamo.
Billy Bob Thornton.
And Davy Crockett. So did John Wayne, by the way. In case you didn't know, that's what happened to John Wayne. That's the.
All right.
I think maybe more people know that Davy Crockett was played by. Well, there was a television show, and we were talking about Fess Parker playing Davy Crockett. But yes, Davy Crockett died in the Alamo. But you don't know that much.
Brian says different though, Doug.
Brian, hello.
Davy Crockett. Yeah. Davy Crockett was at the Alamo, but he was not. In all likelihood, he was not actually killed at the Alamo.
Really. Where was he killed?
Where was he? He died a natural death. Many years later, he got away.
Really?
You know how he got away?
It's a joke. Connected.
I'll tell you the backstory about this. Davy Crockett was a Freemason.
Mm-hmm. That's true, he was, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so was General Santayana, who was the head of the Mexican army.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's right. Okay. And the theory is that the Freemasons had a symbol for distress. And Davy Crockett used it when he was brought before Santa Anna, and Santa Anna let him go. Because he was a Freemason also.
Well,
he didn't die. He's like he lived on. He went on. He lived and he died in Alabama. He owned a farm in Alabama many years later.
I didn't know that.
Did
see his
that
wiki page? His wiki page has him as dying at the Alamo.
Yeah.
He didn't die at the Alamo. He died at he died on his farm in Alabama. Many years later, he got away. He was a Freemason. He used the distress symbol.
Another Freemason conspiracy.
He was let go by the Santa Ana, and he lived incognito under another name.
Huh.
Now, here on his wiki page, they do talk about his death controversy.
Really?
Yeah.
So I don't know as much as I thought I knew about Davy Crockett. That's true.
Death controversy.
Huh. This guy's pretty interesting. I'm glad he called.
Yeah, no, it says weeks after the battle, stories began to circulate that he was one of those who surrendered and was executed. However, other people say that that's not true. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah, Mexico, all right, so,
Mexican Corps.
You know,
yeah.
If you want to talk to...
Go ahead.
Yeah, Doug.
Yes.
If you want to talk to somebody about this, go talk to Dr. Scott Walter.
All right, can you make note of that, will you please? Let's get a hold of Dr. Scott Walter and find out the story behind the story. Daniel Boone was born and lived a century before Davy Crockett. Daniel Boone was more of an explorer, and he led a lot of the movement to the West starting in the 1750s, 1760s, like in there. So it was he had a different type of a life. I think he was from Kentucky. Davy Crockett was not from. Where was Davy Crockett from?
Crockett, Limestone, Greene County. Where is it? North Carolina.
Yeah, all right. He was a North Carolinian, yeah. All right. Okay.
Which
so
wasn't
we got
North
the,
Carolina yet,
yep.
Apparently.
Yes.
Oh, it was part of North Carolina, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so this guy really knew his stuff, or he's got us convinced that he knew his stuff anyway. So, thank you, sir. Hold on just a second. There's the story now. Daniel Boone was a Kentuckian. He was somebody who brought a lot of attention to the West.
Did he have a theme song, Dougie?
He did not, but there was a TV show, I think, Kenny. Wasn't there about Daniel Boone?
Yeah, I just saw it.
Yeah, but it wasn't as popular as Davy Crockett because he couldn't find music. It was as good.
So Daniel Boone died 13 years before Davy Crockett was
born.
Yeah. He lived to 85.
Yeah. Yep. But he was more of a, I would say Daniel Boone was more of an American pioneer.
American pioneer, explorer, woodsman, and frontiersman.
Yeah.
He was more frontier of a frontiersman. Exploits made him one of the first folk heroes of the United States.
There we go. Okay. Thank you very much. Anyway, so this all was started 10 minutes ago by me making reference to our thought for the day. Kenny, did you figure this was going to create this kind of controversy when you came up with
this panic?
No, not at all.
No idea.
It isn't how you die. It's what you live for, says Daniel Boone. That's pretty, I think that's quite an interesting statement. It isn't how you die, but it's what you live for. Think about why you're alive today and what your life is all about. Our quote of the day is 231-377-113A. Ready? You can dial that number without, you don't need the A. If you dial 231-377-1113, you can hear that little worm, Justin Bieber's remix of Drake's Hotline Bling. 867-5309 was one-upped by 231-377-1113. Anybody, you want to call that number, Richie, and see
no.
what you get?
No.
You know how many people have called that number? By
not,
the way?
What, 867-5309? That was the song.
Yeah,
a lot of people call that.
Jenny, you're the girl for me. But there's too many of those phone numbers out there now where they could be a prank.
Oh, really?
And this could be one of those things where you call it, you get a connect, and all of a sudden you've been charged $1,000 on your phone bill.
Really?
Yeah, I don't do any of that.
Ah.
Yeah, you're calling Nigeria and don't even know it, and boom, $1,000 phone bill.
I wouldn't put anything
bill.
Past that little worm. So... All right.
But do you like him?
No. History and its import today. On this date in 2004, presidential election was won by incumbent George Bush, who did he defeat? See how many people quickly forget. Richie, you remember who he defeated?
I'm sorry, give it to me again.
Think about it. This is the date upon which George Bush won re-election in 2004. Who did he beat?
John Kerry, come on.
Right.
Yeah.
Duh.
Okay.
Well, hey, I know modern history, just not that old boring stuff.
All right. So then you'll like this one, Jennifer. This date in 2010, only in San Francisco could this take place.
I have a small window, Dougie.
In San Francisco, the Board of Supervisors passed a law that allowed toys to be given away with restaurant meals, with the children, restaurant meals, like Happy Meals, only if the meal contained less than 600 calories.
That is so lame. So lame. You know what? If I want a toy and 1,000 calories, hand it over. Come on.
Right. Yeah. I think that's just so San Francisco. Anyway, it's...
Daddy, why can't I get the French fries?
Yeah. 600 calories. So that pretty much took it out of all those meals, I think, if I'm not mistaken, at least in San Francisco. 17 after the hour on Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Lumber Liquidators wants to help you get a beautiful hardwood floor quickly, easily, and for less. Like customer favorite wide plank gunstock oak pre-finished hardwood. We've got it for just 99 cents. Or save on all easy to install top quality Kensington Manor laminate. This week gorgeous Bristol County Cherry is more than 20% off. And it's your last chance to save 20% on new wood look tile. And 15% on complete Morningstar bamboo flooring packages. Plus more deals from 69 cents. And get 12 months special financing. Hurry, get beautiful hardwood floors for less today. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great. But today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Hi, I'm Fred Thompson. And you know, if you're like a lot of folks out there lately, then finances might be a little tight. Well, maybe it doesn't have to be that way. Because if you're 62 years or older and own your own home, then join hundreds of thousands of other Americans who have used a reverse mortgage as a safe, effective financial tool. A government-insured reverse mortgage allows seniors to stay in their own home and to turn their equity into tax-free cash without any monthly mortgage payments. You ought to call my friends at AAG. They can help you or your parents right now. And to find out more is absolutely free.
That's the voice of Fred Thompson, who died over the weekend at the age of 73. Nobody saw that one coming, or at least not many people did, because he looked, when you saw him in those spots, they're pretty recent, but he had lymphoma. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. Three days of living. Three, I'ma feel only.
Three,
All right, time for our Monday Three Songs Contest here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jennifer Horn may have a hint. Richie may have a hint. Kenny may have a hint. So let's see if we can put this all together. Kenny's very creative when he puts these contests together. We play three songs, different artists, and you have to figure out what they have in common. It's kind of fun, and it always gets the brain matter going. That's something you really need to do on Monday. 888-302-3684. First song in the series of three is a song called I Love L.A. by Randy Newman. 1983. Healthy song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Movies.
This is what happens. I like this song because when the Dodgers win, this is what I get to hear.
Yay! It's also been used in other sporting events besides was used in the 84 Olympics in Los Angeles. In 2014, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio had to sing it after New York lost the Stanley Cup to the L.A. Kings. Blasio. All right, so I Love L.A., Randy Newman, number one on this list of three songs. Next one is a group called Weezer doing a song called Beverly Hills. This was their first pop top ten hit, 2005 the year. What do you know about this band, Jen Jen?
I just know that I used to like them a lot.
Yeah, Weezer was a fun band.
Yeah, Tool Around. Yeah, they were always fun.
888-302-3684. What do these three songs have in common? Bob Seger here with the third song. This is the good pop tune that I like. Number one during this week in 1978. Inspired a comedy featuring the debut of Michelle Pfeiffer. Really? I didn't realize that. Seger said the song was particularly inspired when he came home and found a Time magazine that had Cheryl Teagues on the cover. Really? All right, so what do these songs have in common? I don't know. I'm not sure I understand that. Kenny, you want to explain that a little bit more to me?
What about
the Cheryl Teagues? What did that have to do with this song, Hollywood Nights?
It was just a Hollywood night, and there's Cheryl Teagues on the cover of Time magazine. She was the hot thing in 1978.
Yeah. All right. I don't know if I have any more of a grasp of that after asking a question or not. 888-302-3684. All right, Richie, what are you doing? Are you asleep? What are we doing with the phones here? Where'd Rich go?
Oh, I'm getting the pleasure of chatting with everybody. Everybody wants to have a nice long conversation. Here, you can talk to Jim, though.
So is Jim on line 9? I just hit 9.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. I got it. Jim! Hello, Jim. Hello, Jim. This is Earth calling Jim.
Earth to Jim.
Jim.
Jim, please come in.
Richie, what did you do with the systems that are there? You
darn it, Rich.
Managed to follow something up here, I'm thinking.
Broken everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why don't you try and talk to Jeff?
All right. Jeff, right is he on line 10?
Good luck, Jeff. Jeff.
All right. See how this works. Hey, Jeff, are you there? Nice job.
Well, at least we're consistent.
Why don't you try to talk to Jennifer?
Yeah. Hey, Becky. Over here. Jennifer.
Let's try this one.
Jeff, are you there?
Hello. Who's this?
Oh, now he's gone. All right, let's try this one. Hold on a minute. Doug Savage, oh, hi. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jim back.
All right, Jim.
Welcome back, Jim.
Hey, Jim. Nice to have you on board. Where are you, Jim?
I'm in Kennewick, Washington.
Are you really? Nice place to be this time of the day. Yeah, very nice. All right, so what are these three songs, I Love L.A. by Randy Newman, Beverly Hills by Weezer, and Hollywood Nights by Bob Seger have in common?
I thought they were all California-related.
They are, in fact. Very good. A lot of
nice.
Singing and dancing about Southern California. Excellent. He's figured it out, Richie. So give him a swell prize. 28 minutes after the hour, the My Three Songs contest on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, frequently people ask me, Warren, we'd love to adopt a dog, but we're really looking for a puppy or kitten. And very often I explain to them that they should really be thinking or rethinking about possibly adopting an older dog or cat. You know, you get what you see when you adopt an older pet. You know what they look like, how big they're going to be, and older pets generally settle in easy and bond rapidly with their new family. Many older pets have already experienced parts of life like riding in a car, going to the vet, walking on a leash, and they're just happy to be with you. Older pets know you save their lives and pay you back every day for the rest of theirs, and they're thankful for their second, third, or fourth chance. When you adopt older pets, you can erase their past unpleasant experiences by loving and caring for them. Older pets crave the same sense of belonging and need for love that all living things do. So, if you're thinking about adding a pet to your family, next time you go to the shelter, Rescue Humane Society, check out some of the older dogs and cats. They make great, great pets, and I promise you, they will thank you every day for saving their lives. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheet. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Day to be with you. I'm Doug Steffen.
This is the
okay, let's try that again. Take two. This is the Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler are here to focus with all of you on what's going on today. Yesterday, I suppose maybe because people are talking about the good news if you're a Royals fan. It was a good day, a good series, a good year for the Kansas City Royals. They outlasted the Mets. The Mets really didn't have their mojo. Didn't look like they even showed up, actually.
And they'd start strong, and then all of a sudden just wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah. Congratulations to the Royals. Good kind of a good feel.
It's a good team. It's you're a Mets fan, it's a good team to root for.
Yep. My son and I have a lot in common. My son's name is Brendan. He works and lives here in Los Angeles, along with my daughter and her husband, who work and live here in Los Angeles. So I had the first presence here, and my son followed me out and decided he didn't want to live anywhere else after he got out of college. And then my daughter, who said, I'll never live in L.A. I have to have boob jobs.
Surprise!
She's not your typical L.A. woman.
No, she's not your typical L.A. woman. But anyway, she married a fellow who was from Los Angeles, and they both are professors at UCLA now, and they have a son whose name is Miles. Megan's birthday card to me, because I came, Brendan's birthday was last week, mine is this week, so we celebrate them together, and Megan signs the card MMM, because her husband's name is Matthew, and Miles is the son, which is the first time I have seen that printed out that way. It was kind of cool to see it, and Jennifer's dying for me to tell the story.
Yeah, you have to tell the story. It's way too cute.
Friday afternoon.
And disturbing.
I spent hours, well, this is the first time I've been alone, and I don't know what that sounds like, but it's the first time that I've been asked to take Miles
babysit. Yeah.
And babysit. And so
and
I did.
Keep in mind, by the way, that you were a little nervous about this on Friday. You're like, yeah, I hope tell. He likes me. You're a little nervous.
Well, no, I know he likes me, but he's not. I didn't until I saw him that time realize how quickly they respond to what they remember, and even at that age,
yeah, because you've seen him in a group. Few months.
I haven't seen him since September when I was out here. So anyway, we put him in the carriage, and I take a walk, and we just walk and walk and walk and walk and walk, and the carriage has a little cover on it, so he turns around and looks to see if I'm still there. Like, this is what's going on in his mind has to be, hey man, this is cool. I'm going down the street and I'm moving and looking around. And then every once in a while he turns around and sees, oh, I know. Now I know how I'm being propelled from this one place to another. So there is a boathouse on the lake that's near where the kids live. And they have little snacks. So I decided that I would have a little ice cream. As long as I was getting off my carb diet, I'd get off my sugar diet as well. And I ordered some soft serve ice cream. Now, Megan's very strict about what she's feeding Miles.
And most doctors tell you you shouldn't have dairy products until you're a year old. But
right.
Okay.
Right. So having said that.
What do they know?
I'm sitting there in the shade and Miles and I are talking. And he's looking at me eating this ice cream. And so I took a little tap on the end of the spoon and I put it in his mouth and he had it and he looked at me and he has the most wonderful smile. I don't know if the picture that's posted on Facebook shows that, Jennifer. Whether I can't remember whether there's a smile on his face or not, but
there is.
For the two of us. But anyway, so I looked at his, it's one of those blank eating grins for a 10-month-old baby to have a grin like that. So I just kept little eatsy-teensy pieces of ice cream. And then we walked around some more and then we went home. It was about 4:30. So I said to Megan, was it yesterday? I did that Friday.
Oh, you told her. Okay.
I didn't tell her first. No, on Saturday I said, at dinner Saturday night, I said, have you ever given Miles any ice cream? And she looked at me, and she had sort of a scowl on her face. And she said, no, it's not ready for it. So I didn't say anything. I didn't. She's looking at me. And whether
she's pretty ready.
So yesterday morning at breakfast, he's eating away. He was sitting in my lap, and I was giving him. Brandon gave him some pieces of bread, and I was giving him some fruit and stuff. And he's having, you know, he's now really getting into eating all sorts of little things that he can digest. And I looked at Megan, and I said, well, but Miles has had his initiation. And she looked at me like, oh, what do you mean by that? And I said, we had some ice cream on Friday afternoon. And she just looked at me and laughed. Megan has one of the greatest horse laughs. She has this big, heavy laugh. And she said, well, is that why you asked me? I said, of course that's why I asked you. And she knew that that's why I had asked her. But she didn't want to confront me. Anyway.
And I gave him peanuts, too, and everything was okay.
Everything's fine.
Yeah, with peanut butter ice cream.
Yeah.
And a Budweiser.
Yeah. And a Budweiser. He's fine with that, right?
Not likely that had come from me. All right, speaking of food, some bad news. Yesterday, Chipotle closed 43 restaurants up in the Northwest because health officials say looks like an E. coli outbreak in these areas, and it could be linked to Chipotle food. See, this is what happens when you don't make your own food.
Yeah.
The stuff for Chipotle, like McDonald's and like most of the chains, Subway, you name the national chain, it all comes out of a warehouse someplace and gets shipped in so that everything is standard. Well, if something bad happens and you have, even if it's regionally supplied, you get it into these places and they're all going to have a problem. And that's really what this is all about. 20 people are sick. There may be more cases. E. coli is a bacteria that can cause food poisoning. It's like salmonella, listeria. For the most part, it means that she's going to spend some time either sitting on the toilet or stooping over the toilet, not to be
or both
crude
sometimes,
about it.
Yeah, which is extra special fun.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Very difficult. Children that are Miles' age, or if your grandparents are in their 90s, their immune systems are compromised. E. coli, salmonella, listeria. Whenever you hear somebody dying because of that, it's because they have a really weak immune system. That may be natural and normal for very young children or for very old people. It ought not to be the case with you. If you keep your immune system enhanced strong by eating good things and having some good supplements, just a basic reminder that these things don't bother you, but Chipotle closed the restaurants anyway out of concern and caution to figure out what happened. So that's a smart move on their part. So
here's an article that I'm reading where it says the growing trend of restaurants that use more fresh, unprocessed foods, mm-hmm. which is my understanding of Chipotle. When we go there, we see them cutting up the meat and everything.
Yeah.
While it may be good for nutrition, experts say it raises the risk of airborne foodborne illnesses.
Because people are touching stuff. Mm-hmm.
Because the cooking kills the pathogens.
Well, so they're not cooking the food? Is that what you're saying?
That they're saying that fresh food prepared in the restaurant might not be as safe
as
food.
Does that mean fresh food
somewhere else?
Nah, baloney. If you are taking food home, that's like saying the food, you better go to eat at a restaurant because the food you bring home from the supermarket is no good and you're going to get sick by eating it.
Well, that's because you're the one touching it, but you don't know who is touching it at Chipotle.
Well, you wash the stuff. No matter where you get the food, if it's produce or if it's fruit or something like that, you wash it.
But I think the point is that they think that this might be because the food is prepared there fresh as opposed to being prepared by Cargill at somewhere else and shipped out and thrown into a microwave or a heater for 10 seconds.
That would be most of the stuff that would be used in the Northeast to come out of the Northwest come out of California, any of the produce that they're using. But you know what? It's a pig in a poke. It's more often how it's handled after it comes out. Some of the stuff has happened in the field. You see these huge, big farms that have had problems with spinach and lettuce and that kind of stuff because they've sprayed human manure on it after it comes out of the ground and stupid stuff like that. I mean, most of the things that happen are a result of carelessness. That's usually 9 times out of 10. That's what's going to be the problem in the first place. So I can't really speak with authority, Richie, as to whether or not. I know that in general, there are probably a lot of things. I've only eaten in Chipotle once and didn't much care for it, actually.
It's good fresh food. I mean,
it depends on what you like. But in general, these foods, and Chipotle is trying to do something that others that have a national name are signing on to do, and that is use local produce where they can, because there's so many local restaurants that are making hay by using the local. Remember, the locavore movement is huge in this country, huge, and that's what the government keeps forgetting. That's what the GMO food suppliers, Monsanto, et cetera, is forgetting. There is a huge focus on local and natural and sometimes organic, although that's been... I had a lady on the one of the programs I do in addition to this program. I have 3 other programs that I host. One of them is called The American Family Farmer, which is on more and more stations now around the country. And this past week, I talked to somebody who is from the Organic Institute, and we had a little bit of a discussion. I say that you can tell by my tone. We didn't agree on the value of the term organic, not because it isn't good in and of its nature and in and of itself, but the government has screwed it up to the point where it really doesn't mean anything anymore in many circumstances. So what people are looking for are local brands of foods or local support and supply of food. And so with that movement in the grocery store, people in smart restaurants are understanding that that's what people want in the restaurant, too. So that's what they're trying to do in some way, shape, or form, so they can say they've got locally sourced food.
Yeah, we've got a diner chain here in our area, Silver Diner. And they went
That's in Baltimore, Washington, uh-huh. down where you are. Yeah, they're very good, actually.
All locavore, I don't know, 5 or 8 years ago. Put on the menu what farms your meats are coming from.
Yeah.
Your vegetables are coming from.
Yeah, they're a good sort of regional.
It's a great little restaurant.
They have, and they're so clean. That's what I've only been in 3 or 4.
It's classic diner food.
Clean,
meatloaf and stuff like that. But it's off
big menu. It's a big
huge.
Menu.
Yeah.
16 before the hour, 44 past the hour. Jennifer checks television news for us next year on Good Day.
Lumber Liquidators wants to help you get a beautiful hardwood floor quickly, easily, and for less. Like customer favorite wide plank gunstock oak prefinished hardwood, we've got it for just 99 cents. Or save on all tall, easy-to-install, top-quality Kensington Manor Laminate. This week, gorgeous Bristol County Cherry is more than 20% off, and it's your last chance to save 20% on new wood-look tile and 15% on complete Morningstar bamboo flooring packages. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and get 12-month special financing. Hurry, get beautiful hardwood floors for less today. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
You have questions, we have answers. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Do you want to look back on your life and realize you barely looked up from your phone? Coach Marshall Goldsmith.
It's very easy to get trapped into this sort of media addiction where we are constantly barraged by triggers that take us away from where we want to go. We all have something called the monkey mind. It's like a monkey swinging through the jungle from vine to vine. The internet, it's amphetamines for the monkey mind. You go online, you're going to look up something that's going to take maybe 5 minutes. 3 hours later, you're still online, and you have no idea why you started in the first place.
Do you have a bad habit you'd like to break? Is there someone at work or in your personal life who's causing you grief? Doing What Works offers help for these and many other life issues every day here on the radio. We have more of Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. Plenty.com/partners for details.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing.
All right, Jen Jen has the television report at 47 after the hour on Good Day.
Yes, Dougie, sad passings this last weekend. And let's start. We've been talking about Fred Thompson. We will get to him. But let's talk about Happy Days star Al Molinaro. He got a lot of attention on social media over the weekend when he passed away. That was taken away by Fred Thompson, of course. But he played the chef on Happy Days. If you remember Big Al, he had Big Al's place where all the kids would hang out.
He owned Arnold.
He owned Arnold. That's right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and didn't he have Big Al? No, it was Arnold. You're right. Very good.
Yeah, right.
He was 96 years old, died in a Wisconsin hospital. Nice long life. He played Big Al Del Vecchio, who was the chef at Arnold's Drive-In, and that's, of course, where the Fonz hung out. He became the owner of the joint, and then he was on the show for over 10 years. He continued the
Del Vecchio.
Big Al
or Del Vecchio?
Del Vecchio.
Okay, whatever.
Del Vecchio.
Right. You know. You say Del Vecchio, I think
okay.
Del Vecchio.
Not
he was also on Joni Loves Chocolate. But in any case, very recognizable face,
yeah.
Very iconic in TV history, and nice long life. So we should probably be happy for Big Al, I would
longer
imagine.
Longer life than Fred Thompson.
Yeah, Fred Thompson also passing, which really unexpected for me. I did not know he was really ill at this point. He's got two really young children. I mean, they're just babies, and a younger wife. So Fred Thompson leaving those guys behind, passing away at 73. And, of course, he was really well-known in TV for his role on Law & Order.
Yep. He was the perfect face and voice for a lot of parts in action movies. He was in Die Hard 2. I think he played, he was a bad guy in a movie. I remember a lawyer. But he was in 40 or 50 different movies. He was of the stature.
He ran for president. I mean.
Yeah, he ran for president. He played himself most of that.
Yeah. I remember really liking him when he was running for the president.
Yeah, he had a lot of good things to say.
Yeah, I thought he was really good.
We were talking about him a couple of weeks ago, around the time of one of the debates, wondering why we weren't hearing from him.
Yeah. because he was
You know, he didn't hang out too much on Fox News or any of the news channels. He wasn't.
I don't know if he was much of a pundit. Nah, he didn't rule. Nah.
Yeah. Speaking of that, in TV, the Republicans have suspended their relationship with NBC after the CNBC debate. Rance Priebus, I'm sure, trying to make a big stink with the NBC network.
Spend some time on something that makes sense.
Harry Potter.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right. Keep going.
You're so annoying.
Who cares, Jen?
About the Republican, about Rince Priebus or whatever his name is, that's appropriate. Who cares?
Okay.
They don't even care. They're going to run their own deal, and they're going to tell them to go drop dead. excuse me, Jen.
Okay.
Go ahead.
One of the stars of Harry Potter, his name is Rupert Grint. He is leaving the big screen for the small screen, as many people are doing. He is going to NBC because there's a big vacancy from Rance Priebus, I would imagine.
Yeah, right.
And he's got a pilot order for a new one-hour drama. It means that the network can put these shows on the air and decide whether or not they want to continue with them or not. It's based on a comic book called Imperial City, which those comic book shows are doing extremely well on TV right now. A Texas supernatural drama is coming from True Blood author, and it's going to NBC as well. So lots of new shows for the NBC network.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here on the Good Day program to review some of the important info from the world of medicine, including a study that makes it look like marriage will be good if you stick it out for your heart. Ken?
This is published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the surgery volume this week. People in happy marriages, they're more likely to have a healthy heart, in addition to a skillful surgeon and nursing staff. Love and companionship, it's just as important, if not more, for patients who have undergone cardiac surgery. By the way, this came out of the medical school where I went to medical school, the University of Pennsylvania. Patients who are divorced, separated, or widowed had an approximately 40% greater chance of dying or developing a new functional disability in the first 2 years following cardiac surgery than their married peers. The chances of survival following major surgery may be better among married versus unmarried persons. It's not known how marriage marries with actual multiple postoperative functions.
Study done by Mike Huckabee. Thank you, Mike. The marriage question would be legal, or what happens if you're living with somebody?
Well, we need to do that study. We haven't done the study, but the point is, the important thing is that you have somebody who loves you.
There you go. Okay.
Yep, I think that's what's important, and reduces your mental stress. That's so important for heart health.
Lots of people talking this week about this new study that finds hot dogs have human DNA in the form of hair and fingernails. The whole overview of meat and what it does, never mind the stuff like this, but the study of how meat in general causes cancer. What about being a vegetarian?
World Health Organization pronouncement that eating processed meats, such as sausages and ham tug, causes cancer, while unprocessed red meat may also be carcinogenic. The World Health Organization defines processed meat as any type of meat that is salted, cured, or smoked to enhance its flavor or preserve it. Processed meat generally contains pork or beef, but also may contain poultry. My advice, just everything in moderation.
Well, there are a lot of people who are throwing rocks at this because the WHO wants to eliminate all forms of cattle, say cows, beef, because of the environment, and they're all nuts about the environment, and cows ruin the environment, according to them.
All of the above.
Doctors can fine-tune estimates of when your baby is due. This looks interesting.
This is great. This is out of the International Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. This week, Doug, they're measuring cervical length via ultrasound, which is pretty easy to do at around 37 to 39 weeks. It can give us a better sense of whether a mother will deliver sooner or not. The cervix begins to soften and change shape as a woman's body prepares for labor. When the cervix measures less than 30 millimeters at a woman's due date, she has less than a 50% chance of delivering within 7 days. Doug, when the cervix measures 10 millimeters, a woman has a more than 85% chance of delivering within 7 days. So this is a great test. Talk to your doctor about it.
Really, very, very interesting. All right, this cryotherapy center where the woman died, is this safe? Is this foolish? What is all this?
Stay away. So cryotherapy, you need to know about this. It's a treatment that involves spending several minutes in a tank full of air at sub-zero temperatures, as low as minus 240 Fahrenheit. Advocates of this procedure, Doug, promise to help clients burn calories and reduce pain. However, the safety and effectiveness of the procedure is an area of great debate among medical experts, and cryotherapy is not regulated by any one body, and the debate has only intensified with the death of an employee at a cryotherapy center in Henderson, Nevada on October 20th of this year. The woman, Chelsea Aki Salvacion, 24 years old, entered the tank alone after hours. In interviews, her colleagues said it was common for employees to use the tanks, but not by themselves.
All right, let's have a quick thumbnail overview of Superbeats and why it's important if people want to keep, you're a cardiologist, you study people in their blood flow all the time. Why is Superbeats such a great way to keep your system functioning properly?
Based on the 1998 Nobel Prize for Medicine and Physiology, the body needs a continuous replenishment of nitric oxide so that the blood vessels can dilate, so that delivery of oxygen from head to toe. If you don't have enough nitric oxide in your body, you won't feel well, your body won't work properly, your blood pressure will be too high, you'll be weak, your immune system won't work properly. My favorite way to replenish the nitric oxide continuously is with these products from Superbeats.
Superbeats, wow, does it take over quickly? It's a great way, naturally, for you to get energy, keep your blood pressure where it's supposed to be. Call 800-655-4183 to order. 800-655-4183.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.